Okay, so what are you seeing so far? The Gemara had a shaila about Hesped. If Hesped is Yikar Dechaya, Yikar Dechchivi, Kavar Dechayim, Kavar Ameis. And what's the Nafkimina? Two Nafkiminas. One Nafkimina is if the Ameis doesn't want, Kavar Ameis, we would listen. And then the Gemara says another Nafkimina, and after clear what it means, that Lapukim Yorshim, Inami Lapukim Yorshim. So we had so far, we had different shittas, and I want to really sum up the shittas that we had, and maybe add one shitta. What is the definition of Kavod HaChaim? Who are the Chaim over here that we're referring to when we talk about Kavod HaChaim? And secondly, what's pshat in the Nafka Mina that Latukim Yorshim, Inami Latukim Yorshim, Posh pshat in Gemara sounds like it means that if it's Kavod HaChaim, then we are not Moitzi from the Yorshim. If it's Kavod HaMeis, then Kavod HaMeis we're Moitzi from the Yorshim, from the Nichsi HaMeis. Posh pshat in Gemara. You know, we saw in the Ramah maybe a Fakert pshat, but meanwhile, Posh pshat. Lapukim Poshim Shalim Mar is that if it's Kavod HaChaim, we're not Moitzi from the Yorshim. Why not? Whoever these Chaim are, why are Moitzi from the Yorshim? So we had different shittas, and so far we had a bunch of shittas. So we're gonna just list the shittas that we've seen so far. One shitta is that Chaim equals the Yorshim. And why are we not Moitzi for? And if that's the pshat, that's the definition of Chaim. So then, why are we not Maitzi from the Yorshim, Lekavod the Yorshim, then it's Boshim. Because the Yorshim are not Maitzi from themselves, because that doesn't make any sense. They don't want. So how am I going to write that? So, Chaim are the Yorshim, and Ein Maitzi in the Aslam. Who do we see in Rishonim? Maybe not so much Kush, but who in Rishonim holds this track? The Chaim are the Yorshim, and we're not Maitzi from the Chaim, because Lapukim Yoshim, we're not Maitzi from the Yoshim, because who's going to be Maitzi from the Yoshim? The Yoshim, Maitzi from the Yoshim, it's their color. If they don't want, they don't want. Who holds like that pshat in the Gemara? What? Rashi. Pashtus Rashi. Rashi, not so explicit, but that's how we learn Rashi. And also the second pshat in the Ramah. Those also seem to be that way. Okay, then we had another pshat. Chayim means the Mishpacha. All Mishpacha, Mr. Yoshim. All Mishpacha. And why are we talking about Maitzi from the Gemara? So why? And the Gemara is covered in the Mishpacha. So why are we not Maitzi from the Yoshim? Why isn't the Mishpacha Maitzi from the Yoshim? Because it's Haka talking about when the whole Mishpacha doesn't want. When the Gemara says Lapukim Yoshim, it means where the Mishpacha doesn't want. No, it's the Mace is Maitzi from the Yoshim. But where the Mace, if it's Kavod HaMeis, the Meis is Meis from the Yoshim. If it's not Kavod HaMeis, then if the Mishpacha doesn't want, the Yoshim don't have to pay. Who learned like that? Look at Dachuk in the Gemara. We have to add that extra line in the Gemara, Kilu. But who learned that shot? The Ran. That was the Ran. And Chaim is the Mishpacha. And Ein Maitzim Kisha HaMishpacha. Kamkein Ein Rosa. Kisha Okay, then we had the third shot. This was the first Perish in the Ra'ah. The first shot in the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah actually doesn't spell out who the Chayim are. But the Ra'ah, let's learn shot in the Gemara that when the Gemara says Lapukim Yoshim, means just the opposite. That if it's Kavod HaMeis, we're not making the Yorshim. In a case where the Meis died destitute and didn't leave any Nechosim. So the Meis can't be Meitzi from the pocket of the Yorshim. But the Chaim, doesn't specify who they are, the Chaim can be Meitzi from the pocket of the Yorshim. So he learns the Gemara, I don't know how to symbolize it. He learns the Gemara, Pum Faket. Like my name is Pum Faket. He learns the Gemara, the Chaim, Meitzim and Yorshim, Minitzei HaYorshim Atzvam. Not only, which the Meis can't do, they get Meis can be Meitzi from the Yerusha, but not Minitzei HaYorshim Atzvam. That's the opposite of Shachmi Gemara. Now, that's very big koyach, to be Meitzi from the pocket of the Yorshim. So who are these Chayim who have such a koyach? Now, I thought it can't be the Mishpacha, because how can the Mishpacha have a right to take from the private money of the Yorshim? Well, if you're talking about the private property of the Yoshim, the Mishpacha are no different than that, maybe a little bit less related, but they're all relatives. Why should my Umehai Mehai? So I suggested, Derech Efsha, that it means the Nes Sofim. the people who come to the funeral, the Chayda Meis, therefore have a claim on the Yoshim that there should be a Hesped. I don't know for sure that that's the Pshat. We toyed maybe with other possibilities, but let's say that that's the Pshat. So these are the sheepas that we saw so far. Now all this also impinges on, I'm not going to get bogged down in this right now, but all this impinges on how to read the Gemara if it's two nafkaminas or one. And we had that issue also. The Gemara is saying nafkaminas, one nafkamina. Rashi bundles it into one nafkamina, where it sounds like two nafkaminas. This plays into that, but that question we're going to leave out right now. I think there may be one more shita. That's a kasha. Before, by Kfura, we also had an issue about the mishpacha. By the Gemara, the halachic of Kfura is Mishum Kapara or Mishum Bizyoyim. And it's Mukha Gemara, the Bizyoyim doesn't mean the Bizyoyim of the mace. It means the Bizyoyim of the not the mace. Because the Gemara says, if it's Kapara, the mace could say, I don't want. But if it's Mishum Bizyoyim, the Lav Kotam, even the mace can't say, I don't want. So obviously, we're not talking about the Bizyoyim of the mace. We're talking about somebody else's Bizyoyim. So exactly, who is Bizoyin are we talking about? So that also we saw in the Shining discussion. The Rana assumes it's the Bizoyin of the Yoshim. The Rana is maybe the Yoshim and the Mace. And the Ramban says maybe it's the Bizoyin of the whole world. Kulachai. But then also the Ramban entertains, maybe it means the Bizoyin of the Mishpacha. I select the Gemara say another Nafkamina that the Mishpacha could be Meichel. So the Ramban said, no, the Mishpacha can't be Meichel. Why? Because it's Echel B'Saif Olam. The Ramban has this notion that the Mishpacha includes the bizayin of the mishpacha is not only the yoshim and not only the people who are here now, but it's the bizayin of the whole extended family. And who knows who else might be in the phone book somewhere as part of that mishpacha. So the mishpacha can't be mechel. So I have a question: the chayr lefider Ramban that by kfur at least mishum bizayin we mean the whole extended mishpacha b'sayf olam. So over here when we talk about kavod achayim, presumably it should be the same thing. If there's an issue of bizoyin for the mishpacha b'sayf ha'olam, so talk about has to be covered the chayim. Whereas if you learn bizoyin is bizoyin of the yoshim, so covered a chayim over here could be covered a yoshim. If bizoyin over there means the bizoyin of the mishpacha who are present, so covered over here could be the covered of the mishpacha who are present. But if you learn like the Ramban before that bizoyin means the bizoyin of the people on the other side of the world, but they're still part of the mishpacha and feel the bizoyin, so l'chayra, I don't know if it's mamish muchach. But l'chayra, who I didn't have Hesper is yikar d'chayi, it means the chayim around the world. So if that's the pshat, kovar d'chayi means the chayim around the world, so why are they talking about moitzi from the Yoshim? So you can't say the Yoshim not moitzi from the cells, we're talking about the whole world. You can't say like the Ran, that the Mishmach also doesn't want, how could you possibly know? You're talking about b'soif ha'ilim. So how's the Ramban going to learn pshat from the Gemara? The Ramban doesn't talk about it. The Ramban doesn't talk about pshat from the Gemara at all. So we just have to extrapolate. The Fidei Ramban that by Kfur, Bizoyin Achayim means Bizoyin of the Mishpacha around the world. So the Chayra, over here also, Kavod Achayim means the Kavod of the Chayim around the world. So why are they talking about Maitzi from the Yoshim? The Gemara says, Lapukim Yoshim, that's the Nafkamina. If it's Kavod Achayim, we're not Maitzi from the Yoshim. Why not? If there's Kavod Achayim for the Chayim around the world, let's be Maitzi from the Yoshim.
Just because they could force the burial of the Zion, doesn't mean they could be Moitzi, that they force
them to pay. Right. So, first of all, for completeness' sake, he could hold like the Ra'ah, before we come to what you're saying. The Rabbi could hold like the Ra'ah, that's okay. We take our Maitzi from the Yoshim, that's what the Gemara means. And the Mishpacha around the world is Maitzi from the pocket of the Yoshim. That's very hard. Maybe the Nesofim have a claim on the property of the Yoshim, but the Mishpacha around the world, what claim do they have on the private property of the Yoshim? That I don't think is tenable. So maybe we'll say like you. I think that could be a very attractive shot in the Gemara. That when the Gemara says that if it's Kavod Achayim, we're not Maitzi from the Yoshim, what it means is that Kavod Achayim is not a reason to be Maitzi from the Yoshim. The reason why I bring this up is because I think it opens up another possibility how to read the Gemara. We're used to reading the Gemara, but the Gemara has this choice, is it Kavod Ameis or Kavod Achayim? That these are two different imperatives. There's an imperative of Kavod Ameis, the Meis is written Schusim, we might see from his nechassim that he left over the kavod ha'meis, and kavod ha'chayim is also a schus. The chayim have certain schusim to be mitzi. The mishpacha has a schus to be mitzi from the yoshim according to the Ran. The nesofim have a schus to be mitzi according to the ra'ah. The way I learned the ra'ah. Well, if it's the yoshim themselves, then it's hard to say they have a schus on themselves. So according to Rashi, that would not be true. But there is another possibility that maybe Kavod HaChayim, well, in a way, sort of, we see this already in Rashi, maybe Kavod HaChayim is not an imperative. Kavod HaChayim just means, look, we do make a hesped, so why are we making the hesped? Could, because the mace is due a hesped, so the mace has a claim on the hesped. Or maybe no, maybe we're not doing it for the mace, maybe we're doing it for the Chayim, and that's just something that the Chayim do because they want to have Kavod, but it's not a legal imperative. And therefore, nobody has any claim for Kavod HaChayim. The other thing I'm saying is, maybe, you know, maybe Kavod HaChayim just means Gaiva. Kavod HaChayim, we have Hesbein. Why do we have Hesbein? So it could be it's Kavod HaMeis. And then the Meis is a claim. And the Gemara is, the other side of the Gemara is, not that there's some other religious imperative why we have to have Hes, because of Kavod HaChayim, some legal imperative. The alternative to Kavod HaMeis is that it's not for Kavod HaMeis. So why are we doing it? Because the Chayim like it, and it flatters the Chayim, and so on and so forth, but not that it creates any legal imperative at all. There is no Chiyuv to give Kavod to the Chayim. There's a Chiyuv not to be Mevazah the Chayim, that we have by Kvur, Bizoyim to Kula Chayim, or Bizoyim of the Mishpach around the world. It can't be Mevazah the Mishpach. That they have a claim to. But the Mishpach has no claim on Kavod. The Mishpach wants Kavod. I don't know, let them donate a building somewhere, they'll have Kavod. The Mishpach doesn't have a claim on Kavod. So the Gemara says that it's Kavod HaChayim, the Gemara means it's not Kavod HaMeis. And therefore it's legally neutral, it's legally meaningless, and you don't have to spend any money on it, and lo mafkin in the Yoshim. Because the Chayim have no claim on the Yoshim, the Meis has a claim on the Yoshim, and the Chayim have no claim on the Yoshim. I think Lefi Ramban, if we follow through on the Ramban, that's going to have to be how we read the Gemara. Kavod HaChayim means the Chayim around the world, and why are we not Meisi from the Yoshim? Because the Yoshim could say to the Chayim, who cares about your Kavod? I don't care about your Kavod. You like Kavod? Go find Kavod. Go pay for Kavod. Go buy a Hesped. Whatever. I think that could be a pshat. That's a could be a pshat in the Gemara. So let me add that as another possibility. We have rooms here still. Ramban. Yeah, it's not Mefurish in Ramban. But the Ramban will say, holds that Chayim are the Mishpach of the Seif Olam. And the reason why we're not waiting from the Yoshim is because Ein Schus L'Chaim L'Tvaya Kavod. The Meis do a last Kavod. L'Chaim have no claim on Kavod. I think in the Gemara, it actually could read very well. It's Hesped, you call it the Chaim, you call it the Shchivi. You call it the Shchivi as a thing. It's a halacha, it's an imperative, it's a chiyuv, it's chus. And you call it the Chaim means nothing. You call it the Chaim means it's nothing. Skonish. It's something people do because it makes them feel good. It doesn't have any meaning. It doesn't have any legal standing. And nafkamina la pukim yoshim. If it's covered a mace, the mace is a claim. If it's covered a chaim, so the chaim, so the yoshim could tell the chaim to go away. So that's another pshat here. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 possible pshatim in the Gemara.
Any proof is the Hashma about what he's doing? The entire cover of the people that are getting the hesped is only based off of the cover of the mace.
The Gemara says that by Yerovam and later on by the Chorban.
Oh, sorry, the one before. So the will call Yisrael, the cover of Yisrael.
By Abiyah ben Yerovam. So, yeah. But everybody else not going to get a hesped. But he'll get a hesped. So the Gemara says, why did he get a hesped? What do you say?
The entire question of Yom is you shouldn't be for the Chayah who. That's the question. The entire basis of the kavod of the people that are alive is only based off of the kavod of the person that's dead.
Again, the Gemara over there asked that they're not the Yikar because they're Rishon, your Abba's family. So my answer is, but still, Aviyah feels good, or we'd like. Aviyah has a nachas ruach that people derive kavod from his hesped.
Right. So the entire basis of what they do is only based off of what the person.
Well, that's because they're rishonim, so they're not really do any kavod, but in a regular place.
But still. The reason why they're doing it is only because of the mace. Even though the entire question is on Yikud Nechayah.
I'm not sure I'm following you. It's Kavod HaChayim, and I don't know Kavod HaChayim.
The basis of Kavod HaChayim, it seems like in that Tashna, is just based off of what the tzaddik who's dead.
I think it's just based off of them. Just don't you have to spell? I'm not sure what you're saying.
Because it'll be Michal
Letzikaya,
so therefore we say that there's a Kavod HaChayim.
And because it's Michal for Avio, that the Chaim should have Kavod, like, the Chaim don't deserve Kavod.
But still, because of the mace, we say that there's also Yifr the Chaim.
The Navi says that Aviyah will have the Nachas Ruach, that the Chaim will have covered from this. Mm-hmm. So what do you see from that?
Maybe it sounds like the Ramban, that the only reason why someone has, the only reason why we who are alive have this covered is only based off of whether or not, based off of the cover of the mace.
No, but that's a special case where the Chaim were Rishayim. So, the Navi, why would the Navi care if the Chaim get their covered or not? Maybe there isn't a concept of covered Chaim intrinsically. But in the case of Rishayim, why would the Navi be Nabi that the Chaim, the whole point of the Navi is that your Ovis family is not supposed to get Hesped. They're not supposed to get covered. And here, they're getting covered by giving a Hesped to Navi. So what does the Navi want? So, but Aviyah has, that makes Aviyah happy. But in Derech Klal, maybe the Chaim do the claim. You see, in other Rishayim, the Chaim do the claim to cover. So you can't prove anything. We know there are Rishayim who hold the Chaim do the claim. They hold the Chaim do the claim. They're according to Ran, the Mishpach has a claim to cover on the Yorshim. According to their other, the Nesophim have a claim to have a Hesped. Now, the reason why I bring this up also is, I want to ask the following question. Let's fast forward to the end of the Gemara. We're going to do the middle part hopefully today, so I want to do the whole sugya today. But just fast forward to the end of the Gemara. The Gemara says Toshma, and the Gemara is Poshet brings Uriah from the fact that Simon Yofel Ameis, Shalei Nisbar, Vlei Nikbar Kahalocha. So you see from there that the Hesped is covered Ameis. It sounds like the Gemara is being Poshet the whole child. The Poshet that is covered Ameis, and therefore, at whatever Nafkimin is, all the Nafkimin is the Gemara spelled out, if the Ameis doesn't want, we won't have a Hesped. And we will be mitzvah from the Yoshim, or we won't be mitzvah from the pocket of the Yoshim, or whatever. All the nafkamina is hanifshat, because we see from Tashma, from the Silin Yofel Ameis, that Hesped is covered Ameis. So, Chara, how is the Gemara Peshit the Shiloh? All I know from that, all I see from there, is that Hesped is covered, is a covered for the mace. But what's the Raya that it's not a covered for the Chaim also? Touched on this at the very beginning of the Sukkah. Maybe it's a covered for both. The Gemara is being pashut that it's a kavod ames because it's a simon yofel ames if you didn't have a hesped because it's a bizoyin and vice versa that it's apparently it's a kapara for the mace. But where's the raya that it's not? So that part that much will be pashut that it's kavod ames. But who says it's not kavod achayim also? So here it depends. If you learn like Rashi or like Ramban, that Kavod HaChayim has no legal nafkaminus. According to Rashi, because the Chayim are the Yoshim, they're not paying for themselves anyway. Or according to what I'm saying in the Rabban, that the Chayim have no claim to Kavod, because they're so it's Gaiba. So then this Kasha doesn't start. The Gemara's Shiloh was, the Gemara Lechatchila, the question was, is there a legal imperative of Kavod HaMeis, or is the Hesped just Kavod HaChayim, which means that it's nothing, legally. So a Peshit that it's Kavod HaMeis. So that's it. There was never a question. There was the chatchil of the bai wasn't. Is the hesped an imperative of kavod ames? A schus tvi of kavod ames? Who is the tus tevei of the hesped? Is it the mace who's tevei of the hesped or the chayim who's tevei of the hesped? According to Rashi and according to Rabban, that was never the shiloh. The shiloh was: is it the mace who's tevei of the hesped, or is hesped just kavod chayim and therefore there's no tvi at all? Either because the yorshim are not tevei from themselves, or according to the Rabban, because the mishpacha has no right to be tevei kavod. So the chatchila, it was never a binary, it was never a two-sided question. The question was the chatchila, is it kavod ames, or is it nothing? And we're pushing that it's kavod ames. So the question is not a question. But if, on the other hand, you hold like the Ran, and like the Ra'ah, that kavod achayim is a legal imperative, that the chayim have a schus tviya to be tevei hesped. According to the Ran, that means the mishpacha can be tevei hesped from the yoshim, from the nixi ames. According to the Ra'ah, Aleph, It means the Ne'esofim, if I might have been the Ne'esofim, or whoever it is, has a schus to be Teveya from the packet of the Yoshin. From the packet of Yoshin, they have a schus to be Teveya Hesped. So according to the Ran, according to the Raw, the Gemara's Bai was, is it Kovet HaMeis and the Meis is to be Teveya the Hesped, or is it Kovet HaChayim and the Chayim is being Teveya the Hesped? So the Gemara's Pesha Toshma that the Hesped is Kovet HaMeis, but where's the Raya that it's not Kovet HaChayim too? So you have to say, according to the Ran and the Ra'ah, that for some reason the Gemara thought that it's a zero-sum game. That if it's Kovet HaChayim, it's not Kovet HaMeis, and if it's Kovet HaMeis, it's not Kovet HaChayim. But that's not so clear why that should be. Why can't it be Kovet of both? Like, Kfuru the Ran says it's for both. Is there of both? According to Rashi and the Ramban, the Kasha doesn't start. But according to the Ran and the Ra'ah, so here, you see the Gemara held that it's either or. It's either Kovet HaMeis or it's Kovet HaChayim. It's not both. And therefore, for Pesha that it's Kovet HaMeis, then we are Pesha that it's not Kovet HaChayim. But why not? So this I touched on at the very beginning of the sugya, but when we learned about Kfura, I had mentioned this issue, but I didn't get to figure, I hadn't worked out all these Shittas and Rishayim to see. It's only Akash according to some Rishayim, it's not Akash according to the other Rishayim. I think what you have to say according to these Rishayim, they're out on their own, is that it was Pasha to the Gemara. That's what I said at the time. That intuitively Hesped really ought to be Kovet HaMeis, because we're talking about the Meis. The whole Tzad that it's not Kovet HaMeis must be that the Meis doesn't care. So then it will have to say it's Kovet HaChayim. But to say that it's Kovet HaMeis and Kovet HaChayim, Mechatesa, obviously the people get up to give the Hesped, they're talking about the Kovet HaMeis. The Balabata Shesechel is the Kovet HaMeis. The whole Tzad that it's Kovet HaChayim is because the Meis is Le'ichbasla. Like the Moses in Brochus, Le'ichbasla, or he doesn't know, or he doesn't care. So that's the Tzad that it's Kovet HaChayim. So in Mele, once we're pushed that it's Kovet HaMeis, Mechatesa should be Kovet HaChayim. Okay, let's go. I'd like to finish the sugya today. Toshma, let's start from the Kabbalah. Toshma, looking at my nibs of bane of Nimas, if it's Gyom Melech Yehuda, Shigir asked me so about Amitah Shul Kabbalah. The Imi should be called the Chayu my Taimah. So, Chizkiyo HaMelech was Goyer, the meat of Menashe. Says the Mishnah Raya that the Hesped is Ikar the Shechimi, not Ikar the Chai. What does that do with Hesped? It doesn't say anything about Hesped. So Rashi speaks out. Nivs Bein, Nirmas, Betilim, Siv, Miyal, Bar Hashem, Nuk, Kepayim, Nikich, Kepayim, Bar Leilu, Kechoshev, Nami, Ha. Amitish, Chavolim, Derech, Bizoyim. Neshoi, Ovi, Rosho, U, Bizeu, Le'enei, Koyol. And Chizkiyo was Mevazah, his father. Why was he Mevazah, his father? Why? The Gemara's going to say in a minute was Mishum Kapur. Some of Rashi's father, but the Gemara's not. So at this stage, why does the Gemara think he was Mevazah's father? So Rashi explains, Kadeshi Yisyasu Acherim. People should learn Musar, not to be like Menashe. Uluchvayt Asmer Lechosh. Umne Kovet Umne Kibbut Av Nami Lechol Amekosh, Denosu Ba'amcha Sivayisa Maisa Amcha. The Chiddush in Rashi, there's no Kibbut Av if you're not Reisa Maisa Amcha. The Maisa Mechalik is a Tur in the Ramam. The Tur holds there's no Kibbut Av if you're not Reisa Maisa Amcha. And the Ramam holds, I think that there is, maybe the other way around. I remember who holds what. We had it on Nechnoch and we talked about it briefly. I know it's Machaikas Rishonim if there's Kibbut Av. If you hold there is Kibbut Av, even if he's not Eisa Maisa Amchos, the Chari, I have to know how did Chizkiyo HaMelech get away with being with this? How is he over on Kibbut Av? I know, Sarachim. And there's a Be'emim who asked me this Bazim and Nimas before they asked me Shalechos Lechvoidu B'mokim Kiddush Hashem. Now Rashi first writes the kasha. V'yamet b'kovet sh'oisim lameis enoi shaloi ela shalchayim. It's not only the issue of Hesped. Hesped is just an example of kovet sh'oisim lameis. And if you're going to tell me that kovet sh'oisim lameis is not for him, but it's kovet achayim that we're interested in, so my time ovet hachi, why did Chizkiyahu do this? Loma b'zes achayim? He wasn't. Hesped, the only kovet of the funeral are kovet achayim, not kovet lameis. So he was in effect being mevazel achayim, not being mevazel lameis. So why did he do that? Two more answers. My answer is my time of kechet to tevelu kapar lavua. He made chaperon for his father. For etnu moshim kapar lavua, mashli kapar to Yisrael. Yisrael gufay and nichul to mechul likayay lagabe. So the Bach asks a kasha. Asked him also at the end of the Gemara. The Bach asks, it's chayitz muchach in this Gemara that even on the tzad that Hesped is covered achayim and not covered ameis, But being mevazel the mace is still a kapara for the mace. That says in this gemara. The gemara is defending the tzad that has his kavod achayim. The am is the kavod achayim. So how could Hizkiyahu do this? And the answer is mishum kapara. So you see that even if hefes is kavod achayim, but bizoyin to be mevazel the mace is a kapara for the mace. He doesn't care about Hesved, he doesn't care about Kovod, but a Bizoyin is still a Kapar. Maybe Bizoyin does care about. Whatever it is, but a Bizoyin is a Kapar for the mace. So what's the, so ask the Bach, so how do you go in the end of the Gemara? The Gemara in the end says, Tosh Masim and Yofel Mesh, when Nisbet Kalocha, that if the mace didn't have a Hesved, so it's a Sim and Yofel, because he has a Kapar from the Bizoyin. What's the Raya? You see from this Gemara, that even if Hesved, and what brings a Raya from there that it's covered a mace? What's the Raya? Oil is not covered a mace, it's covered a Chayim. Loyim is kavod achayim. Well, let's say it's kavod achayim, but it's still a kapara for the mace to have the bizoy. It's the bach's kasha. So achara, what would be the answer? Achara, what do you have to be? Achara, you have to be mechalek. That you have to mechalek between kavod and bizoy. Lack of kavod. If hesped is kavod achayim, that means the mace doesn't care about kavod, but bizoy still doesn't want. So in Agamar, the Gemara is saying, yes, it's covered achayim, hesped is covered achayim, but still, bizoynis, to be megarim, amita shechavolim, that's the lekapar, that's the lebizoyin, the mace doesn't want bizoynis. And the bizoynis will be mechaper. Vashenka later on in the Toshma, there it says didn't say he had bizoynis, he just wasn't nisbad. So why is it a kapar? We're saying, why is it a kapar just not to be nisbad? Why is it a kapar just not to be nisbad? That's really right, that it's covered amase, that the mace really cares about covered. But l'chora, that would be the heart. L'chora, we'll see in a second if it's going to stim in Rashi. But l'chora, that's going to be the way we have to divide the sugya. There's a difference between kovod and bizoyin. Lack of kovod. That's the issue of hesped. Yikar dechaya yikar. Let me finish the whole one. Lack of hesped. That's our suffix. Lack of kovod. I should use a sugya about kovod. Does the mace care about kavod or not? Does he care about the hesped? Does he not care about the heaven? That's the machlokes if it's kavod achayim or kavod amase. But bizoyin, even a mace cares about bizoyin. So the toshma is good. The toshma was just a lack of kavod, and yet it's a sim and yofel amase. That's a riot that is kavod amase. That hesped is kavod amase. But in Agamar, the Gemara is saying, how could Chizkiyahu HaMelech? Why did Chizkiyahu HaMelech? Why was he begar mitzvah oviv? The Gemara says mishum kapara, because a bizoyin is a kapara. Oh, but how you'll ask me, but then one second, if you're telling me that bizoyin is different than a lack of kavod, so what was the Gemara's raya from Chizkiyahu HaMelech in the first place? Where would a raya from Chizkiyahu HaMelech shegira mitas oviv? What's the raya? It's a raya that it's kavod amakes, that hesped is kavod amakes. What's the raya? Lo'olam hesped is kavod achayim. But this is bizoyin is say worse. That's the kasha, really. That's really all implicit in the Bach's kasha. What's probably? What's the Gemara's raya from Chizkiyahu HaMelech? Lo'olam eimalach, that hesped is kavod achayim. Like you see the Gemara's answer. Mishum kapar dovid. What was the kapar? Because it was a bizoyin. How did he feel the bizoyin? Because the mace also feels bizoyin. He may not care about kavod, but the bizoyin he also feels. So then what was the Gemara's raya in the first place? What did the Gemara want from Chizkiyahu HaMelech? Chizkiyahu HaMelech was megar atzmei sovid, because that was a bizoyin. A bizoyin, even if hesped is kavod achayim, but bizoyin is a mace is affected. But that I think Rashi addresses. Rashi, I think, addresses that problem, because Rashi says in Almitah Shel Chavolim, the Dibur Masal Almitah Shel Chavolim, at the end, when Rashi explaining the Moris Kasha, Rashi says, "My time of it, he loma bizo esachayim." Rashi doesn't say what was the point of being mevazed the mace. The mace doesn't care. Rashi says, "Why was he mevazed the chayim?" I think Rashi really helps us over here. The Gemara, of course, is a chiluk in kavod and bizoyin. And even if the mace doesn't care about kavod, he cares about bizoyin. And Chizkiyahu HaMelech, therefore, when he was megaris, atzmei sovel mita shechavolim, avada, that was a bizoyin, and the mace feels a bizoyin, and that was haka. Even that's true. And from there was no kasha. But the Gemara's kasha was, but if hesped is yikar dechayim, that means that the kavod that you do by a funeral also is a kavod for the is a kavod for the chayim. So the bizoyness that you do by a funeral is not only a bizoyin for the mace, it's also a bizoyin for the chayim. If the kavod is a kavod for the chayim, then the bizoyness are certainly bizoyness for the chayim. So that's the kasha of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. I understand he wanted to be mevazeh his father, and he was mevazeh his father. And maybe the father felt the bezoinus. Maybe the mace feels the bezoinus. But if you tell him that Hesped is covered a chayim, that means the chayim also have a stake in having a nice funeral. So if Chizkiyahu HaMelech was mevazeh the mace, that means he was mevazeh the chayim. So lama bezoinus a chayim, what right did he have to be mevazeh the chayim? Could he wanted to be mevazeh his father, say liyase, he wanted to give him a musa shmuz. But he had no right to give him a musa shmuz by being mevazeh a chayim. They didn't want it bezoinus for a musa shmuz. They'll go read a mesilas shor. They don't have to suffer these bezoinus in order to have this musa. To which the Gemara answers, he wanted to have a kapara for Menashe. Frank the Gemara. So what did you gain? But you're still being mevazeh a chayim. So why should the chayim have bezoinus that the father should have a kapara? So that the Gemara answers, no, that already the chayim wanted. The chayim would not take bezoinus just to have a musa shmuz. But for a kapara, that the chayim were willing to do. Nichulu chayim. The chayim were willing to have bezoinus in order that there should be a kapara for Chizkiyahu, for Menashe. This would all work out well. I think this is all really. I think the cheshbon is all machriach what I'm saying. The only problem that I have is the Rashi at the very, very end of the sugya, where Rashi says, "Last Rashi, Shema mino yitkar deshchiviu, di lo yitkar deshchivi, aymai mechaper bebizyone." Rashi at the end of the sugya is mashma that if Hesped is covered a chayim, then the mace does not have a kapara, not only from lack of cover, but the mace wouldn't have a kapara from bizyonis. Loshen Rashi's mashma, even from a bizyon, the mace wouldn't be affected. How could that be? The Gemara said before Beferish. We just said now that keichet tevel lekapara, that bizyon is that bizyon do affect the mace. So that's hakasher. That I don't know what to do with. Unless we'll say maybe Alchmita Shachavon is worse because it's Sarah the Gufa. We're telling the Gemara in Brochus that Sarah the Gufa other. The Gemara says, there's a machagis in Brochus and Dakit Chesed, the mason know what's going on. So whoever brings it wants to say, what do you mean? You see, they feel the Rima Babasar Mace. The Gemara says that they feel. Kimachat Babasar Achai. The Gemara says, Sarah the Gufa other. That they know about more. So I suggest by Chibat HaKever, you know, why is Chibat HaKever a bit bigger kapar than Bizayanis? Because Chibat HaKever is Sarah the Gufa. So maybe here as well, maybe that's a tzair of the gufa. Maybe that's a bigger kapar. But there's no remis to that in Rashi. No remis to that in Rashi. Rashi says, the Rashi is mitzvah shechavol, and derech bizoyin. It doesn't say anything about tzair of the gufa. So I don't know, yeah.
Why don't you answer the Bach by saying, Melch Shani, the closest is on
the Melch Shani only copied the people, but why doesn't it copy the mace himself? Says that even if Hesper is covered a chayim, so he's bothered. Who cares? The shol wasn't his mechalocha with chayim or meichel. So he says no. But by a melech, not having a hesped is a bizoyin tfei. Even if hesped is covered a chayim, by a melech it's nogeh to covered a mes. It's a shver taisus. I think the mafreshim asks, so how does he learn the whole gemara? Menashe was a melech. So what does the Gemara want from the whole story of Chizkiyahu HaMelech? Shiny Melech. A Melech is he's basically bizayin tvei. Number one. Number two, once we admit that bizayin tvei makes a difference, so was the raya from, even if Menashe wouldn't have been a Melech, what's the raya from Menashe? But there was a bizayin tvei, it was Megarim HaMitish HaVol. You're telling me, if you say that the mace doesn't care at all, so fine, doesn't care. But once you admit the possibility that when it's a very big that by a Melech, a melech, maybe a merigal mace doesn't care about the bizoyin, but a melech, bizoyin tfei not to have a hesped. So tell me, bizoyin, the mace doesn't care about normal kavod, lack of hesped. But bizoyin is the mace doesn't have to have, and for a melech, the lack of kavod, like a rashi was telling me, there's a certain point in your life where it's not even a kavod issue. If they don't give you, if lack of kavod is already bizoyinus. It's an emes of what, a little bit. You get the point. It's an emes of what, what's it? So by a melech already, by a regular mace, lack of hesped, it's not a covet. The mace doesn't covet But by a melech, lack of hesed is a bizayin. Very sure. So how do you read the Gemara? I'm sure somebody must ask this. I'm sure somebody must ask this question. There's a Hemshech and Taisa Rosh. Taisa Rosh, we're just learning together. I don't know, I didn't really think about this. Taisa Rosh starts like Taisus. V'teim ha-mochli yisrael, ha-shol ha-melech, ha-mochli yisrael al-kvaidu mi lo yaspadeh. So why would they, and it's sad that it's kovar ha-chayim, why would Chai Yisrael punish for not being maspid shol? They didn't want to be maspid, they didn't have to. V'yishleimar, they really wanted to be masked. They were just afraid. So that's not called they were meichel. Vayyesh leimar. So kilu they said tfiyas kavod achayim. Vayyesh leimar. The melech shiny. The filu yikar the chayi have a even if it's sort of hesped is kavod achayim. But by a melech ike bizoyin a tfei kishoyin nisper kalocha. By a melech there's a bizoyin. By a melech already it's a bizoyin even for the mates not to be nisper. That we had in Tosfos, but now the Tosfos Rosh goes on. He says, Teda, bring you a riot. Midalei Pashtin and Bayon, mi Chizkiyo Shigira Atzmisov of Almita Shul Chavolim. When the fact that the Gemara wanted to bring riot from Chizkiyo, and it wasn't pushed the Bayon from there, that it's covered Hameis. V'dochi Yisrael Gufayo Nichalu Demachlu Likarayo Gabe, Kechit Heveli Kapor. And the Gemara answers that it was that Klaius were Meichel their covered in order that they should have a Kapor. And then we bring the Simon Yofel Meish Shalinisbet Ka'alocha. Elavadai Afilu Yikor Dechaya Havi Gabi Melech. Yeah, excuse me. Afilu Yikor Dechaya Havi Gabi Melech Ikebizyoin Etvei Vahavi Lekapar. Not clear what he's saying. I think he's saying the Bach. I think he's addressing the Bach's Kasha. And he's saying, the Gemara is brought from Chizkiyahu HaMelech, that it's covered a mace. That it's covered a mace. The Gemara was doiche, no, it's covered a chayim, but the mace had a kapara. But at the end of the day, the Gemara says it's only a kapara if it's covered a mace. If it's covered a chayim, it's not a kapara. So then we're back to, so then why wasn't we already pushing for Chizkiyahu HaMelech? Even after we said it's a kapara, it should still be a riot that it's covered a chayim, that it's covered a mason, not covered a chayim. Because if it's covered a chayim, where's the kapara? It must be because melech shiny. He's saying the answer to the Bach's kasha is the melech shiny, but the chayim is very sure. So then what was the riot in the first place? Mar says b'derech kushi, you know, kushi. Mar says b'derech raya and chiyah. A rye from Chizkiyahu HaMelech, because he's covered a maze, No, the answer is it was Mishum Kapara. But the Gemara just say Melech Shani. At the end of the day, you have to come on to Melech Shani. You don't have it. I don't know if you have a Tayser Rosh. I have this fancy little Tayser Rosh over there. If you have a Tayser Rosh, take a look at Tayser Rosh. He says the word of Melech Shani, and now he brings a raya to this idea of Melech Shani. What's the raya? Because the Gemara says by Kiskiu HaMelech that the reason why he was Megara Atmei Soviv was to keichet Tevelei Kapara. But at the end of the day, we're poshut that the very idea of having Kapara only works if it's covered Ameis. So from Kiskiu HaMelech, there's already a raya that it's covered Ameis. So why didn't we have the raya straight from Kiskiu HaMelech? The tchia of keichet Tevelei Kapara is not really a valid tchia, because Kapara also requires that it be covered Ameis. Because the raya that Melech Shani, the Melech, it's a bizoyin for him. But for the melech, it's a bizoyin not to have a hesped. So let me open the raya right away. What was the raya in the first place? What was the tchia? What was the raya in the first place? Let the more answer. Melech Shani. Yeah. Moreover, once you're telling me there's this notion of Melech Shani, that a bizoyin tfei is worse, so then altogether there was no raya. Like I said before, altogether there's no raya from Minasha. That was a bizoyin tfei. Forget Melech, that was a bizoyin tfei. It would be Megarim, Amidah Shechavola. Okay, here we need to say to her, something has to happen over here. Okay, I don't. This is homework. Think about this Tayser Rosh. Homework for me also. Something going on here in this Tayser Rosh. I was guessing. You see, he had the Bach. He had the Bach's Kedub. He had the Bach's Kasha. And his answer is the Melech Shani. So what was the Gemara's Raya together from Chizkiyot? Okay, let's finish the Gemara inside. I do want to finish the Gemara inside because I really need to be moving along. So let's finish the Gemara and then the Tayser Rosh. We'll see if what we could do. Zok Nebar Toshma Amal Hem Altis Beduni Bayoros. Rebbe said Altis Beduni Bayoros. He said, well, you know, when you're taking me back home, you know, on the train to Springfield, so don't stop in the small towns, only in the Ayoros, in the big towns where they'll be able to have a big hesped. V'yamit yikor the chayu may naftalim ina. If it's anyway covered a chayim, so what did Rebbe care? Gemara answered, yeah, and if it was covered a mace, it's also hard to understand exactly. Okay, but anyway, if it's covered a chayim, sure, it doesn't make sense. For sure, hard. The Gemara answered, nafgul imino. So the Gemara answers, kasovel lisyaki ve Yisrael tve. He wanted covered a chayim. The chayim should be miscovered in the husband. Toshma, helimi lechvaydu lehovi le'orin v'tachrikim eino eivar olof. My lab lechvaydu shol mace. So you see the Arnon Tachrichim, which is Yoni covered of the Shaisim Lameis, is covered a mace. We're maling the mace for it. So the Gemara says, No, the Arnon Tachrichim, we're maling the mace for Kvayda Chaim. For Kvayda Chaim, we're maling the mace. So the Gemara says, yes, in Kiyom Rachman, Lo Yisol, in the Vlas, Yalais, Dunyu, the Tolu, the Isbe Bizoyan. Avaloch came in the less baby Zion line, but here there's no Bizoyan. So the Gemara doesn't really spell it. Why is there no Bizoyan? It's covered for the Chayim, but maybe it's still Bizoyan for the Mace. So that the Gemara spells out in the next Toshma. I don't know why the Gemara doesn't spell it out for Feirish now. The Gemara means like it says in the Hemshech. Toshma, Helina Lechvayd L'Shameel of L'Ayoros, Ayit L'Shameel of Ayoros, L'Havi L'Mekayim L'Ayoros, L'Havi L'Arim Tachrichim Eina Oivar L'Av, Shekol Aisa Eina El L'Chvayd L'Shal Mace. It's how they covered a Mace. So the Gemara, no, Hoch, Gemara, Kol Aisa L'Chvayd L'Shal Chai, Shekol Aisa L'Chvayd L'Shal Chai, Ein Bei Bizoyan L'Mace. What's done for Kavod HaChai is not a bizoyan for the mace. Bizoyan for the mace is to do it for no reason. But if you're doing it for Kavod HaChayim, then it may not be covered for the mace, but it's not a bizoyan for the mace to be masha for Kavod HaChayim. Let's see Rashi. My love, lechvayda shal mace, alma yikor da abdi ledilehu, umavus le mace, digumi shal malin, yom rechmano leitzolim, rabinu nami shakol ha mace, imhainu kimash le litchuyu ba'alma, to ichbas lebe, dahainu litchuyu ba'alma. That's who doesn't care. I mean, he tells you he doesn't care about the mace. The high be zayin. We do me the dolly. Well, aval high the least Yaakov be kroyvav la be zayin uludide. L'shamei k'may v'yish v'yisham ha'shol. Lo sh'nasifu l'aspidoi. Hatzam ha'ora. You see, it's poshut the Gemara that the Yisrael Le'Solin, so first of all, the Gemara says this, you say that Le'Solin is only if it's derech bizoyin, like the Rabban said of Chumash, derech nivol, dumi dalait. But you see, it was poshut the Gemara that this derech bizoyin that we learn out from Le'Solin is measured by the bizoyin of the mace. Not allowed to be mal in the mace in a way that's mevaz in the mace. Right, the Gemara says, why do you say here it's only the Kavod HaChayim? So the answer is, the mace has no bizoyin if there's Kavod HaChayim. But the bizoyin over here is measured in the bizoyin HaMace. So I was a little bit bothered, why is that so poshut? By Kfura, the Gemara says, Sofik, if Kfura is Mishum Kaparo Mishum Bizoyin, and their bizoyin means bizoyin of the Chayim, bizoyin of the Mishpacha. Rashi Tais has learned that bizoyin over there means bizoyin of the Mishpacha. So maybe Le'Solin, the nivel of Le'Solin, maybe it's measured by the bizoyin of the mishpacha. Why is it necessarily measured by the bizoyin of the mace? Maybe when Torah said Le'Solin nivlas del'eitz dumi del'eitz derech bizoyin, maybe it means bizoyin for the mishpacha. And over here it's the cover for the mishpacha. So what's the most kashin verse place? So you see, tak over here it's muchach that even if Pur is bizoyin for the mishpacha, it's bizoyin for the mace too. Taisa said it's not. Taisa said it's not designed for the mix. By Kfur. Maybe it's not sure. Taisa only said it's not a design for the mace if he's Yoshev Amitasa Bekovit. But if he's not, what's the Lashon Taisa? Sheikhav Alamita Bekovit. But Allah Eitz, he's not Sheikhav Alamita Bekovit, that's not a design for the mace. So they saw that maybe it includes, maybe it embraces also Bizayin Achayim, but it also includes Bizayin Amaze. Frankly, over here, maybe the Chaim of Kavod for the Mace is a Bizoyin. Avada Le'Solin includes Bizoyin HaMace. It may include Bizoyin HaMishpacha too. I don't know why not. If Kfur is Bizoyin HaMishpacha, so Le'Solin also can include Bizoyin HaMishpacha. But it certainly also includes Bizoyin HaMace. Okay, and let's finish off Toshmar. I'm not saying you have Le'Mace. From here, the Gemara is not a Peshit. That Hesped is covered a mace. That's what Ram passed on Shulchan Aruch. Hesped is covered a mace. The mace could be meichel. Then there's a discussion in the Rishonim of the mace. It should be meichel. Is it a good idea to be meichel? That's what the Ramban talks about. Other Rishonim, Machaikus Rishonim. If I think they bring from the Goyim, then the mace really shouldn't be. But it's not right. There is a union of Hesped, and others say not. But a component, the Maskan of the Gemara is that it's covered a mace. Let's see Rashi. Simon Yom for the Mace can be found made of Oil Mazel Achamiso. Deish the Kapar Bakach. I think it means, like, this is the best of both worlds, so to speak. To be Nefirm Lachamiso in the other Mabo, that's a bad area there. And to be Nefirm by Oil Mazel Kaidamiso is also not so good. But to be Nefirm by Oil Mazel Achamiso, that's the best of both worlds. It's Oil Mazel, but it's Lachamiso. So that's the best time to have Kapar. Okay, fine. That's the. We'll stop here. Says Toshi Rosh needs to be thought about, and then I want to go. I want to go on. Figure out at some point we're going to stop and have a midterm. Have to figure out when it'll be. Maybe if you could work out. Probably do like we had in the past. We'll have a late midterm. Well, I guess it depends. Late. Where are we now? We're like halfway through the semester.
Two more months.
Well, I guess a logical place would be before the sugya of Hazman and Milsa, because that's a big sugya. To get up to Hazman and Milsa, it's the bottom of Zion and the base. Then to have a week of Chazara, to have a midterm, a late midterm, and then to go on. And then the final, they're going to have an off final right down the test. That's probably the plan. But if you have any input in terms of the college schedule, so let me know.